from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we're going to discuss all the happenings from yesterday's day one of the winter meetings. There's a really significant Giants rumor that's been floated out there, and we also had sessions with the media from Farhan Zaidi, Scott Harris, and Gabe Kapler. So we'll just jump right in with what I consider to be the big story of the hour, which is the Giants' reported interest in Nicholas Castellanos. Ken Rosenthal, in a notes piece published last night on The Athletic, pointed out that one of the teams interested in Castellanos is, quote, discouraged by its chances of landing the free agent outfielder, viewing the Giants as the top bidder. So this comes on the heels of previous reports from about a week ago that the Giants were seriously interested in Castellanos. So there's so many different angles we could take to break down this rumor. The first thing I want to say is that it's more significant than a rumor or just hearing the Giants are interested or talking to or considering. To hear Ken Rosenthal, who's probably the most reputable reporter out there, say that one of the teams interested in Castellanos is discouraged by its chances of landing him because of the Giants. To me, that's significant news. And I would go so far as to now call the Giants most likely the favorites to sign Castellanos. That being said, the Giants have been disappointed in the past. I recall the talk last offseason about the Giants being optimistic that they were going to land Bryce Harper. That talk coming right around FanFest when half of us expected Bryce Harper to just show up at FanFest and sign with the Giants. Of course, it didn't end up going their way, and they do have a history of falling short on free agent targets. So until something gets done, it's hard to say that it's likely to happen. But I really do think that Castellanos is a pretty perfect fit for the San Francisco Giants and would address so many different areas of need for them. Number one, some consistency in left field. They obviously have had whatever it is, like 12, 13 different starting left fielders on opening day since Barry Bonds left. And Castellanos presumably would play left field, even though he's played mostly right as an outfielder. But at Oracle Park, right field is, I would say, the harder of the two corner outfield positions to play because of the dimensions of the wall and the huge amount of space out in right center. But he's an impact bat. This guy set the world on fire after being traded to the Cubs, and new Giants GM Scott Harris was a part of that group that elected to bring in Castellanos to the Cubs and got a firsthand look of that electric second half that he put together. Now, before I go any further, I do want to address the elephant in the room, which is questions about Castellanos' defense. And those questions are justified. I mean, he has historically been a very, very poor defender. But for several years, he was a third baseman. So he's actually just kind of recently moved to the outfield. And in year one, it was not good. But in year two, which was last season, he showed significant signs of improvement, and one of the things he improved the most was his jump and his reaction to the ball off the bat. So there's an article that breaks down this entire topic on MLB.com written by Mike Petriello, breaking down all the ins and outs of Castellanos' defense, and I won't go into all the details, but suffice it to say his conclusion at the end of the piece is that, quote, only entering his age 28 season with half as much experience as other outfielders his age, and with clear improvement in his second year in the outfield, there's reasons for NL teams to be comfortable with him in their outfield next year. End quote. So that's another factor mixed in there, is that Castellanos is the youngest free agent in this class at 27 years old. I just totally understand the fit. It would certainly appease the fans. I mean, Castellanos is a big name, arguably the top bat in the free agent market. Just to give you a sense of his offensive capabilities, last year, even with a slow start in Detroit, he was over 20% better than average by weighted runs created. Plus, the year before that, he was 30% above average. The year before that, 11%, and the year before that, 19% above average. So consistently one of the game's most quality right-handed hitters, and he's been durable. He's had at least 650 plate appearances in three consecutive seasons, and really he's played 148 or more games in all but one of his first six full major league seasons. He hasn't had an isolated power below 200 since 2015, and he's managed to reduce his strikeout rate over time despite rising strikeout rates across baseball. The man had 58 doubles last season to go along with 27 homers. And yeah, if they believe that his defense is improved and is more slightly below average as opposed to atrocious, then this is a type of player that you would love to have on your team in his age 28 through early 30s seasons. Because let's say it's a four-year deal, you're signing him for ages 28 through 31, the peak years. So I could really see this happening, and this is definitely the big bombshell rumor so far for the Giants, and it's going to be fascinating to see what comes out of this. Worth noting also that Castellanos bats right-handed, and their outfield certainly needs a right-handed complement. Right now, all three guys who you might project to be the main outfielders for the Giants in Dickerson, Yastrzemski, and Duggar are left-handed. And so this, to me, I've been saying all offseason that a right-handed hitting impact corner outfielder is the perfect fit for this roster in addition to some other fits. Like, they still will need starting pitching, in my opinion. But Castellanos checks a lot of boxes for this franchise, and so I expect them to be aggressive, and that's pretty much what Ken Rosenthal is reporting here, that the Giants are maybe willing to be the highest bidders, perhaps overpay a little bit to get him to agree to come to a place where it's difficult to hit and for a team that might not be set up to win in 2020, although I think they're certainly on the rise and things could be looking pretty good as early as 2021. So last thing I'll say before we move to the second half of the show is that I made an overlay of Castellanos' 120 career home runs at Oracle Park, and many of them were significantly over the fences. And of course, that does not factor in the differences in climate, the wind, the fog, the cold, and of course, also the monstrous right field wall that's 24 feet high. So that overlay that I made, it's on Twitter, is not meant to say that all of those balls would have for sure been homers at Oracle Park. I mostly used it to look at the left field side of the field and see would his pull power play at Oracle Park. And I mean, many of the home runs that he's hit in his career would have been deep into the left field bleachers. And in fact, he hits a lot of balls out to center as well, and many of them would have been way out in center. Again, not sure, sometimes the wind and the cold can keep those balls from going out too. But center field in Detroit, where Castellanos has spent most of his career, is 420 feet to dead center. And so in his career, he's lost a lot of homers and extra base hits to center field there. And a lot of those balls that he's hit would probably be homers at Oracle, where it's only 399 to center. And then also worth noting, of course, the dimensions of the Giants' home ballpark are going to change starting in 2020 when they move the bullpens out into the outfield. Treat yourself to the meal you deserve and have your favorite restaurants come to you with DoorDash. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code LOCKEDON. Listening on the go? If you can't visit DoorDash right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at lockedonpodcasts.com/offers. So coming up in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the Giants coaching staff. I know we are hoping and waiting for an announcement, and it hasn't come yet. And we also have some more rumors about the Giants coming straight from Farhan Zaidi. So that's all coming up next. But first, Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about some other rumors. The Giants, you know, there's actually a pretty significant rumor out there. It's not even a rumor. It came straight from Farhan Zaidi about a possible signing for the Giants. Farhan Zaidi also talked about what the Giants are seeking in the offseason. We also have lines from Gabe Kapler talking about what he was looking for as he built up this coaching staff, which has yet to be announced. But, you know, with all the leaked names, we have a pretty good idea about what it's going to look like. So the first thing I want to say is that Farhan Zaidi told reporters last night that the Giants think there's a good chance that they could leave the winter meetings having signed at least one starting pitcher. So he emphasized that starting pitching is very clearly a need for them. They've spent the offseason exploring possibilities, and they expect to have somebody signed by the end of the meetings. So that being said, I would expect that the signing, if they're that confident, is probably a lower level signing. We've talked about some names as possibilities. There are a lot of starting pitchers in this year's class, many of whom who would perhaps produce similar production to Madison Bumgarner, but not cost nearly as much. And so I would expect it might be one of those guys, whether it's Alex Wood, Gio Gonzalez, Martin Perez, Rick Porcello, Wade Miley, Brett Anderson, Jimmy Nelson. There are all kinds of possibilities. There's also Dallas Keuchel. Zaidi also said that he plans to meet with Madison Bumgarner's representatives this week. So I don't expect that that signing will happen shortly. In fact, I think it might make a lot of sense for Bumgarner to wait for Garrett Cole to sign, and all the teams that missed out on Cole might come around to Madison Bumgarner as a fallback option. Anyway, the Giants and Farhan Zaidi also said that they're continuing to look for a left-handed hitting infielder capable of playing third base and playing, you know, in the middle infield as well, because they have a lot of right-handed options there with Longoria and Dubon and Donovan Solano, and Crawford being the only one who's left-handed there. He also talked about how they're not necessarily going to sign a veteran catcher to be Posey's backup, and that they're comfortable with the depth they have and with Aramis Garcia. And really, reading between the lines, it speaks probably more to their plan to incorporate Joey Bart at some point in 2020. That's why a two-year deal for Vogt didn't make any sense, because Bart is coming, and he's coming quickly. So lastly, I just want to touch on the coaching staff. Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area reporting some details on the Giants' thinking regarding how they decided to construct their coaching staff, which hopefully we'll get some official word shortly. So Pavlovich says Giants executives did a thorough examination of the clubhouse and dugout after the season, talking to some core players, and determined that they needed more energy in the dugout. Gabe Kapler added, "The philosophy would be a collaboration and working together as a team rather than working in individual silos. Sometimes you can have a hitting coach that doesn't want to bring people in and work as a group to make really good decisions for the hitters or give hitters really good feedback. What we're trying to design is a team of coaches where we're inviting each other into our spaces to have meaningful conversations about how to get players better. We're encouraging debate and back and forth conversations to get the best possible outcomes for players." According to Pavlovich, the Giants appear poised to throw out traditional roles amongst coaches. He says they could have three different variations of a hitting coach, and sources are telling him that Seattle Mariners director of hitting Dustin Lind is expected to join Donnie Ecker and Justin Vile. Kapler said that they're almost done putting together the hitting side, but the pitching side is still a work in progress and could, quote, go in a couple different directions. So anyway, I said yesterday, I just think it's great. It's outside the box thinking. It's not creating puppets for the front office, which is a lot of people's reaction. To me, it's called innovation and not being just willing to conform to traditional ideas, because that's what people have done historically, but trying to be truly cutting edge. And I'll repeat that these coaches wouldn't be hired if they weren't also great communicators. So I don't think we have to worry about that either. They will be able to connect with players. That is a huge part of the job description. And they have a history. These are coaches. You know, they weren't coaching in the major leagues necessarily, a lot of them, but they've been coaches. That's what they do, is they coach baseball players. So anyway, I think it's exciting. Can't wait for those announcements. We'll continue to monitor. I very much expect we'll have more juicy updates to talk about tomorrow. So to get the show every day, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. Really hope you enjoyed today's show. Cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.